I don't know whether anyone has ever used the term pop-up to describe a style or approach to a podcast in the past. I don't see any record of it as I searched the internet in February of 2019. There's a place called the Pop-Up Podcast Studio in Ottawa, a stand-up comedy series called Pop-Up, a community story series called Pop-Up in California, and a series for entrepreneurs called Pop-Up. I first used the term in January 2019 when I wondered in a tweet whether there were any podcasts about snow days, those days when a snowfall or snowstorm is so significant that schools or other institutions or public entities might close for the day, telling students, users, and patrons to stay home. Snow day, an unexpected day off. The podcasts I found using the term snow day were about politics, the term snow being applied as a synonym for being conned, misled, subjected to a political spin or outright falsehoods, lies. So I proposed the idea of producing what I called a pop-up podcast on that day to tell the stories of what we do with ourselves on snow days, similar to a broadcaster, filmmaker, photographer, blogger, taking advantage of something that just happens. I produced a pop-up that day, talking a bit about the importance of broadcast radio for information on snow days and during power failures and such, and touching on one of my own frustrations on this particular snow day, the freezing and retracting of the heavy-duty power cord for my snowblower. My son Kieford was home from school on this snow day, so I asked him for some science-minded input on my problem.
The extension cord is a mass of fine copper wires wrapped in a hard plastic casing to protect it from the elements. And now, plastic is a very hard substance, and it is porous, meaning that it is affected by the weather. So in warmer weather, it will expand, and in cold weather, it will contract and harden. Now, what likely happened here was that, for some reason, there was already a small imperfection in the extension cord. So what happened was that in the cold outside, the plastic began to contract around this imperfection. And instead of simply contracting and pulling the wire together on itself, it pulled it towards the area where there was the crease, causing a knot to form. Now this process caused a chain reaction that pulled in more and more of the cord to contract around the pre-contracted area.
Okay. I posted the pop-up as an extra episode under my series Crosstalk. Fast forward about 2 weeks, and I'm judging submissions for awards from the Radio Television Digital News Association, RTDNA Canada. I'm hearing radio long features and programs, short features and podcasts. A short-run podcast series from the CBC radio station in Saskatoon rings a bell. There are 7 episodes covering a major story extending over the course of a trial. At the end of episode 7, the series is finished. I think of it as a pop-up series, a short-run podcast series that pops up from a known content creator, CBC Saskatoon, and then stops. The brand, CBC Saskatoon, does not go away. It just closes down the pop-up podcast series. We don't make that one anymore. A couple of weeks later, I'm presenting a session at PodCamp Toronto, the annual gathering of hundreds of podcast makers, users, veterans, and newcomers. In my talk, Not the Same Old Story, One-Offs, Serials, and Seasons, I propose the prospect of another option for packaging a story, the pop-up. Here's an idea that occurred to me recently. How about a pop-up series? We have pop-up stores that come and go. Why not a pop-up series of podcasts? CBC in Saskatoon does what I'm calling a pop-up series. I don't think they called it that. I'm saying there's a pop-up series. They produced a 7-part series called Bushi. And this is about the case, you know, from the news of an indigenous man by the name of Colton Bushi, who was shot and killed by a non-indigenous man. And there were no indigenous jurors, and the guy was acquitted. It's a huge case. They recognized the potential, while this story was at play, to do more than what they could do on the air day by day, and the lasting interest that should make it the kind of story that should be available on demand anytime I want to hear it. And over the course of the case and through the trial, they produced a series of 7 episodes. And this is a bit of a look ahead, I guess.
I most definitely. On the next episode, we'll take you inside of that courtroom as the first bits of evidence in this case are revealed.
We'll also tell you about the scene in Battleford outside the court as supporters of Bushi's family and Gerald Stanley flood the small town. I'm Rachel Zellniker.
And I'm Charles Hamilton.
And we'll be back on the next episode of Bushi.
And lots of people who produce podcasts could probably get an idea and say, I can do a pop-up series on that, maybe that flows out from my regular series, some social issue around me, if that's the kind of thing you're into, or some event, concert, not a concert, but like a festival kind of thing where you wanted to do a series, and call it a pop-up. I came up with this idea of a pop-up. I called out a couple of weeks ago, it was January 29th, I think, was a snow day. We had a big storm here in Toronto. And I thought, I wonder if there are any podcasts about snow days. So I searched. And I came up with lots of podcasts that had the term snow day in them, but they're mostly about politics. So I tweeted out, what about a podcast, a pop-up podcast, on snow day? I don't know whether people responded to it particularly. I produced one, did it in the palm of my hand at home, as if I had no electricity, and put it out that way. But the idea is, something that flows from your podcast series, or just to say, depending on the realm you spend the rest of your day in, here's something that's going on. I could do 3 short episodes about this, or I could do 5 or whatever over the course of this week while this thing is going on, and then go back to what I normally do. Some podcasters in the room think a pop-up series could harm your brand, distract from what you're really making yourself known for. Some wonder, would you set up a new platform for the new pop-up? I think it would flow out from your regular place. Does the pop-up fit what you're known for? We could use old-style story terminology and think of a pop-up as a sidebar, a story related to the main story, but separate, yet compatible with what you're known for. One participant suggests the tried-and-true pointing-out approach. Hey, if you like my podcast X, I think you'll really like Y. Or you could embed a preview from your pop-up in your main show. Maybe do a pre-roll about it. I'm not saying I think podcasters should do a pop-up. No, it's not likely a good idea if your main series is still very new or if you're new to the craft. But I think it can work well for some podcast creators. This one is a pop-up. Had not planned on doing it. It's a little different from my main episodes, but it's compatible with what I'm known for. I do this one once as a crosstalk extra pop-up, and I go on to my next episode. You can comment on this or find me on Twitter at Paul Cross Toront, like Toronto, but leave out the last O.